Welcome to the new. Every experience with God's Word promises to be refreshing and transformational. Receive today's message with high expectations as it brings power, light, and a fresh anointing to your life.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So welcome to Wild Wind of Testimony. Today we're going to continue the prayers that we were praying. But just before we do that, I'd like to encourage you to share the link. There's somebody who needs to watch. There's somebody that needs to join. Because we're going to pray something so special today. And I want you to share the link. You see the link right there. When you go on the broadcast, and you can just take and click the link. Don't forget also to subscribe to this YouTube channel if you're joining us for the first time, or you have been joining us but you're not subscribed to this channel. Please subscribe to the channel. Don't also forget to like the page and also drop a comment. But most importantly, share the link to someone somewhere and spread it right now on your social media pages: Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Threads, X. WhatsApp status. Let's share the link and let's be conscious about doing this as a spiritual family. Glory to God. All right, if you've done that already, put an emoji right there on the comment section to show that you have evangelized the word this morning. All right, it's a medium of evangelism. So if you've done that, let us see that you have evangelized this morning. And we can get right into the prayers this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This morning we're going to be praying from the book of Ephesians. Are you ready? Okay, let's put it right there. I'm ready to pray. As our custom is, we are ready to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Keraman tole bradishana man krediso sovre higra hakte legatonia bahaya. La brosunde le bangre di cavro di zigra akejene mangre di leke susebre di labra gatelia gapa yiga susa. Let's just take 1 minute and pray in the spirit. Alembro gozuze bregede levandre gadilia gadondo, le brozuze gredigra acte gene gadilia acrobelegante, le zuze e gradige le cramondo crobalagate, le brogodundro balacredila crasuza bredica branda capatria gadia, rascende catolia acarante, le caporus credila catia cobotone mande. Share mangatalia bakaya. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Just before we begin to pray, I want to encourage you, if you've had a testimony whatsoever, some of you share your testimony personally with me. I get them online. I get them as texts. I get them as WhatsApp. But I want to encourage you. Some of you probably prefer to talk to your pastors about your testimony. But we have a testimony link in the new. We are the new experiences. At wearethenew.org. I want to encourage you to share your testimonies there. You'll see the link probably right now on the YouTube page. Everybody, if you have a testimony, if you've had a testimony all through the Wild Wind of Testimonies, either healing, either open door, either favor, I want you to send those testimonies today, because we want to put all of these testimonies together, document them, most importantly, use them to encourage other people's faith. All right, if you remember the story of the woman with issue of blood, the Bible says she went and pressed behind Jesus and touched his garment. If you read 3 chapters later, the Bible indicated the fact that many other people started to do the same. Why? Because they saw the pattern. All right, every testimony in someone else's life is repetitive in your life by faith. Do you hear what I said to you there? Every testimony. So please, don't hoard those testimonies. Don't keep them to yourself. I want to truly encourage you today, okay, to please, after this broadcast, go and share those testimonies. And I trust that it would encourage a lot of people. One of the days during Wild Wind of Testimonies, we'll just take testimonies alone. We'll just share testimonies, and probably all through next week as well, we'll bring in people live so that they can share their testimonies, and it would stir up your faith and stir up your convictions, and most importantly, push you into certain things in God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right, let's go right into it. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. I'm going to read from the NKJV first, and right after the NKJV, I'm going to read the TPT version, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14. It says, "For this reason, I'll bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named." Verse 16, here is the prayer there. It says that he may grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in your inner man. Verse 17, it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, verse 19, to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you may be able to, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Verse 20, now you see why I chose this as the last we're going to be praying this week. Verse 20, you know my favorite scripture already. The Bible says, now unto him, glory to God, karaman katolia dahai, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that is at work within you. Now let's look at the TPT version, and we're going to use the TPT version to pray. I really love the TPT version. It's so powerful. I really, really love the TPT version. All right, are you ready for this? If you can, I want you to take all these prayer points down and we're going to use them to pray. All right. Verse 14, it says, so I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on earth. Verse 16 says, I pray that it would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor, until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and power. We're going to take it one after the time. We're going to start with that first, verse 16. It says, I pray that it would unravel within you. It means that it is already within you. It's not coming from the outside. You already have it inside of you. You already have it inside of you. It says, the unlimited riches of his glory and favor. Somebody declare this prophetically. Not prophetically, because it's what it is. Say, I have within me the unlimited riches of his glory and favor. I have within me the unlimited riches of his glory and favor. The Bible says that it will now be unveiled within you. It will be unraveled within you. It's just like the unveiling of a car. It's covered with sometimes this red robe. And when they want to unveil the car, they pull out the robe. The car already is there. What is different is the fact that the car is covered by the unveil. But the moment you remove the unveil, the cloth, then it's covered by the cloth, rather. The moment you remove the veil, what happens there, it is unveiled. The Bible says that I pray that it would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor. It means you have it within you, the glory and the favor. It's within you. It says until, in other words, the revealing will be continuous in your life until the supernatural strength floods your innermost being. My goodness, God, with his divine might and explosive power. Supernatural strength floods your innermost being. Tonight, this morning, you're going to pray that the supernatural strength of God floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. The supernatural strength. Many of you need that strength. You need that strength to keep moving. You need that strength to keep running. You need that strength to stay. You need that waiting ability. You're going to pray this morning. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the strength of God floods my innermost being. In the name of Jesus, I receive the strength of the Spirit right now. It is let loose within me. It is let loose within me. I will not give up. I will not cave in. I will not quit. I will not fail. I will not fear. I will not die until my job is done and victory is won. That right there is strength. When we make this prophetic declaration as a church, our creed, it is talking about the last part, that our visions, our assignment will be accomplished by the strength of God. So you're going to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The strength of God floods my innermost being with his divine power and his divine might. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody begin to pray that prayer right now. When you are weary, trust me, you need strength. When you are tired, trust me, you need strength. The Bible says those that wait upon the Lord, scripture says it shall renew their strength. Lekosori gatali gaporia lekasake telibokondo. The strength of God is released inside of me. Somebody declare that. The strength of God is released inside of me. The strength of the Most High is released inside of me. In my innermost being, with His divine power. In other words, that divine power and that divine might is backing you up. And once you have been backed up by the Spirit, you have strength because you know that the person who has all the power is the one backing you up. You have the strength of the Spirit. You're going to pray for that today. Now, listen to me, children of God, as you continue to pray. You see, sometimes when we talk about strength, many times we see it from the perspective of only receiving strength to be able to deal with the circumstances of the now. But look, some of you, what is ahead of you in the next 3, 4, 5 years, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, you require strength to pull you through. There are visions God is going to give to you. You can do it by your own human understanding. You require strength. So when we pray in the Spirit, we don't only pray for the present, we also pray for the future. So you are praying in the Spirit for strength right now, but in your mind, you think you are praying for the now, just to get by, just to go through, and that's okay. But I tell you, some of us, as we are praying in the Spirit, we are praying in the Spirit for strength for the next 3, 4 months, because there's something, there's a vision, there's an assignment, there's something God is going to give to you that will require to be able to have the strength, pardon me, to pull through the achievement of that thing. And that's why it's very important that you pray this prayer, that your whole human spirit, your whole body is flooded with the divine strength of the Godhead. Le pari gazuze, la kaparwa delegito okobarata, areke sundele baka. I'm strengthened with might in my inner man by His Spirit. Aleko pari gaskoda, irakashe dekata. My spirit man is strengthened. Ala kareka poruadaba. My body is strengthened. Le kakarwa kataria kaba. My mind is strengthened. Somebody put those three parts there and declare it. Lekasu telia bada. My spirit is strengthened. Lakarabakotoliga bada bada ba. My mind is strengthened. Lekoporua katelia kapa. What does it mean for your mind to be strengthened? That you don't constantly have mental breakdown. Your mind is strengthened by His Spirit. Lekopara katolia kataya. Your body is strengthened. Trust me, you need a strengthened body to run. You need a strengthened body to keep on the activities day in, day out. Combining 3, 4, 5 things together. You need that strength of the Spirit. You can't explain how you are producing results in all of the things that you are doing, but the strength of the Spirit is the answer right there. That's why this prayer is very important. If you're going to achieve anything great for God on earth, you have to understand the efficacy of these prayers. I want you to pray in the Spirit right now. La rato pali le kaparia zodia le kakarwa pelegatoli e kamondoshe e gaba ile karakashoteliga rapo sende le kaba. I'm strengthened in my inner man by His Spirit. Le rekapo libra kashang. I refuse to be worried. Ala kabaraka shende lekoto irapako sonde legaba likebeli kasonte lagadia irakashadi gadaba iraponda lakaba irakashende gedegede kaba lesonde kadiga liprasonda kaba lekashaka daba. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. Le kapina kuratiga kai kotuze ligre kashadega dagaya le koporoko shige degedagada le sadigaba le sadigaba le sadigaba le sadigaba le kapara kashede kede la poroko shenda la kapa e sedi la barakaba ila baba 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 baba. I have an unexplainable strength. Li roson telegadi la kaporiga santa lagaba. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody declare this with me. In the name of Jesus, today I receive supernatural strength in my inner man. My mind is strengthened. My spirit is strengthened. My body is strengthened. In the name of Jesus, and by the reason of this strength, I'm able to fulfill every assignment, every vision that God has put in my spirit. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at me, children of God. When you are strengthened, you don't understand how you are able to combine 2, 3, 4, 5 things together. You see, this is how people get tired and worried. Why? Because they are doing too many things. And because they don't have the strength to pull through, they sometimes have to give up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that they really want to do. Or sometimes they even think they don't even have the capacity to do it. But when you are strengthened in your inner man, capacity is enlarged. Now, let me say this to you. The moment you begin to pray the prayer of being strengthened, God will begin to give you opportunity to enlarge your capacity. What you are saying by you praying for strength is that your capacity is increased, it's enlarged to be able to take it more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you know that when it comes to being blessed by God, you need an increased capacity? Do you know that? Yes. And that's why we pray this prayer that you are strengthened. Strength there is not the willfulness to rise up in the morning and go to work. Strength there also speaks of the staying and the willpower to see through the things God has put in your spirit. The ability to see through it. In other words, this thing, my job will be done and my victory will be won. That is the staying power. It's you not giving up. Somebody, let's take our creed together towards the last part, the last part. He says, I will not give up. Type it right there. I will not cave in. I will not quit. I will not fail. I will not fear. I will not die until my job is done and victory is won. Staying power. Wow, I felt such an anointing just saying that. Let's take that one more time again. 1, 2, 3, go. I will not give up. I will not cave in. I will not quit. I will not fail. I will not fear. I will not die until my job is done and victory is won. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody shouted rejoice and say, I'm strengthened. I'm strengthened. I'm strengthened. I'm strengthened. I'm strengthened. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Finally, this morning, we're just going to pray. You see, this prayer point is to get you to keep praying it. You can cover all of this in 30 minutes. And that's why it's just to stir you up. But most importantly, like I said yesterday, is to build in us a culture and habit of prayer and the consistency of it. And I know that that's one of the testimonies I've been hearing from many people, that PS have been waking up early to pray now. I wake up even earlier. Some people told me, you know, I wake up by 6:30, you know, pardon me, by 6 o'clock, and I just pray through to 7:30 after the wild wind of the testimony. Some people 6:30 a.m., they pray through to 7:30 after the wild wind of testimony. Those are the testimonies one year. That culture is being built in the people, a prayer culture. It's been built on the people. And that's one of the major reasons for doing this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, let's go right there. Verse 17, the Bible says, then, by constantly using your faith, the life of God will be released deep within you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and the root of your life. Now, look at verse 16. Verse 18, it says, then you will be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences, the magnitude, the great magnitude, of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. My God. It says how deeply intimate and how far-reaching his love is. How enduring, inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. I love the latter part. It says this extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. You're going to pray with the short time that we have left. You're going to pray that the endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding, you're going to begin to experience it. You're going to begin to experience an unexplainable love, the width, the length, the depth of this love of the Father. You are going to begin to experience that love by the reason of that strength you have received today. Somebody declare it with me in the name of the Lord Jesus. Right here, right now, if you can, place your hands on your stomach and declare this prayer in the name of Jesus. From this moment, I begin to experience the depth of God's love towards me. You see, some of the childhood traumas, some of the challenges of the past, some of the guilt, some of the shames would only disappear by you experiencing and embracing the love of Christ. To know the depth, the height, the love. Listen to this. If God can use Paul, he can use you. Believe what I'm saying to you. But it's by you experiencing. Paul said, I have wronged no man. I have cheated no man. Apostle Paul. But it's by him understanding. The Bible says, if any man is in Christ, is a new creature. It says, all things have passed away. All things have become new. It says, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer how you live. It says, now Christ lives in me. Glory to God. You see, when you embrace the scriptures, it helps you experience the love of Christ, the love of the Father. Say after me, putting your right hands on your stomach part and say in the name of Jesus, from today, I begin to experience the depth of God's love. I embrace His love. I embrace the love of the Father. In my life, I embrace the love of the Father. It blinds my eyes from the destruction of the earth. It blinds my eyes from unholy comparison. It blinds my eyes from pressure because of this love. I receive this love in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come and pray in the Spirit right now. From deep within, from inside out, I'll begin to radiate and experience this love, this unexplainable love. We know the love of Christ as Christ went to the grave, to the cross, just because of you and I. We see the high point of God's love towards us. That same love, I begin to experience it today. I'm overwhelmed by God's love. Somebody put it right there on the comment section. Say, I'm overwhelmed by the love of God. I'm overwhelmed by the love of God. I'm overwhelmed by the love of God. All around me, everywhere I go, I experience the love. It's from within me. It's from within me. The peace of God that passes all human understanding begins to rise from my inside because I've experienced, because I've embraced the love of the Father. Le rakati le proskere da bakate. Mashare bakaya laba lepokondo barasende leba irabakatoli bakashanda kadaba lekosori kapalia kapa lekaparuskede leprosonde leba. I stand firm in the love of the Father. Elekoporokoshaka takatakataba rakashanda labakaya elepondo kosonde legeba. My standing is because of the love. Say after me, declare it to everyone. Say, my foundation is the love of God. I'm built on the love of God. My foundation is the love of God. So no guilt in life, no fear, no offense, no backbiting, no betrayal, no action, no events in the life, in my past or in my present can take me away, can pull me away from the love of the Father. I'm strengthened in that love. I'm binded by that love. I'm a prisoner of the love of Christ. I'm a prisoner of the love of Christ. Le rakaparo sunta, le roaseli, le koporoshe de gaba, le kasante le bakodia. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Declare this with me, that in the name of Jesus from today, I begin to experience that tangible presence, the tangibility of His love towards me. I know it by faith that I'm loved by God, and I have it in my consciousness for today, and I begin to see and know the height, the width, the length, and the depth of God's love towards me, the extravagant, endless love of Christ towards me. I embrace it right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Our word for today is our creed. That's what I wanted to put everywhere. I want you to declare it prophetically as you go all through today. I wanted to put it everywhere, put the latter part of our creed, and we're going to take it together before we go. I wanted to raise your right hand. That's going to be our confession today. And the latter part, you're going to declare very powerfully. And I want you to think about what you're saying and mean what you begin to say, what you're saying, because I want to give you a consciousness of what this creed really means. After all, the part A of the creed, towards the last declaration part, we've said that everything we've said further then, how it's going to be achieved, is going to be by not quitting, by not caving in. But it also explains to us that it's the strength of God that will help us achieve that. Are you ready to take the creed right now? Glory be to God. If you're driving, tell it to the rooftop. Shout it out loud. If you're on your seat, stand up and let's declare our creed as it gets us into an amazing day and take this day ahead for us. Are you ready for that? All right, let's go. One, two, ready, go. As sure as God helps me, I will not give up. I will not cave in. I will not quit. I will not fail. I will not fear. I will not die until my job is done and victory is won. I am the new and I love this church. God bless you, everyone, and have a supernatural day of God's strength and God's love in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
We hope you were greatly blessed by today's message because God still has so much He wants to share with you. So stay connected every week to experience uplifting and life-changing moments in His presence.